He growled as absolute pleasure tore through him. She was exquisite, and she left him breathless and weak. So weak, he doubted he could ever move again in this lifetime. She fell against him, covering him with her body. An uncharacteristic giggle escaped her as she snuggled in his arms.
"Are you okay?"
he asked, concerned about her. "Fine," she said in a dreamy tone. "I feel as satisfied as a well-fed kitten." He laughed at her.
"Yeah, I know the feeling."
He wrapped her in his arms before he rolled over with her and pinned her against the floor.
"I was right. It was worth your mother killing me."
He dipped his head down and kissed her. Kat sighed at the way his muscles flexed under her hands. He tasted so incredibly good. She never wanted to leave this spot. Ever.
"Ah, God, naked people, I'm going to be sick!"
Sin tensed at the deep feminine voice that came from the doorway. Turning his head, he gaped at the sight of not one, but two Karanti demons. At least, he thought that's what they were. But their skin wasn't mottled with swirling colors, something that always marked their species. Rather, they looked like two women in their early 20s. One was dressed in black like a goth college student, with a short black velvet dress and corset-laced boots. Her hair was black with streaks of red through it. The other one was blonde, wearing a pair of jeans and a loose, flowing red top.
"Well then, don't look,"
the dark-haired demon said to the blonde one, who looked strangely like a Ptolemy.
"Why are you looking if you don't want to see? Look, right there."
She pointed to his dolly painting on the wall.
"They got nice walls with paintings here. You should look at them instead. Then you won't be sick. See how it works?"
Kat was biting back a smile as she slid from under him and manifested her clothes on her body. "Hi, Simmy." Sin quickly clothed himself and waited for the demons to realize what he was and attack. They didn't. The dark-haired demon smiled, showing off a set of small fangs.
"Hello, Akra Kitty. Sorry it took so long to get here, but someone,"
she stared angrily at the blonde demon,
"wouldn't let me come without her, 'cause she said that Vegas has lots of sparklies she wanted to see. The Simmy told her she was wrong, but you see who won the fight, don't you?"
She made a loud, huffy noise.
"You're so lucky you're an only child. The Simmy misses her time before someone."
She glared at the blonde demon again, but the tirade didn't seem to faze her companion.
"That would be Zarina came along and moved into my house. The Simmy is just lucky that Akri didn't make her share her room."
Zarina made a sound of disgust in the back of her throat.
"Oh, stop it, Ziamara. All you do is whine, whine, whine. You're a demon. Act like it."
"Demon?" Simmy snorted. "I have you know that I am more demon than an army of them. I am the Simmy. And the Simmy acts any way she wants to, 'cause Akri says I am the best demon ever born. You're just jealous your Akri don't love you like mine does me."